Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Tanis Chaf Dalet. We're on the last line of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Bar Abin, Hav Shechiach Kameh. He would be found before, meaning he was a Talmud of the Rabbi Yosi Dimin from the town of Yukras. So initially, he was his Talmud, Shavke. One day he decided to leave him. Va'asol kamei de Rav Ashi. And he went to learn by Rav Ashi. Yom Echad, one day, Shame, Rav Yosi Bar Avin, hears Rav Ashi saying over a halacha. Shame de Kogoris, he was saying a halacha in the name of Shmuel. Omra Shmuel, Hashoy ledog menash yom. B'Shavos, if one pulled a fish out of that water, on Shabbos, now we're speaking that the fish was already trapped. Perhaps it was already in a basket, in a net. But it was in the water to keep it fresh. He pulls it out on Shabbos. Kiven sheyavash b'kasela chayv. Once it gets even a bit dry, it dries up the size of a sela, of a coin. This fellow is chayv. Why is he chayv? Now, of course, we're speaking that even if he's throwing it back in to the water, he's already committed a melacha, says Rashi. Netilas neshama. Removal of life. One of the lamates melachas is ashoichet, slaughtering, which is derived from netilas neshama. And here as well, even a slight dryness in that fish will already cause it to die. So the dying process has begun. Netilas neshama has already begun. And therefore, this fellow is chayiv. Amrat lei. Vele mamar. Some take out the words vele mamar. It was Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin listening to Rav Ashi saying over this halacha, and Rabbi Yosi added, "Amalei ubein snapirov." You meant to know that there was a specific location requirement to this dryness on that fish, only if it's in that critical place between his snapirim, between his fins. If it dries over there, it's not a good sign. It's a sign of impending death. He has done a malacha of netilas neshama. So again, Rav Ashi presented the initial halacha. Rav Yosi Bar Avin followed up with this additional requirement. Omar Lei, Rav Ashi responds to him, "You're saying this without quoting, without attributing it to a source. V'loi sava lamar, do you not know that he, Rav Yosi, Bar Rabbi Avin Amra? You know, who was the one who taught that halacha? This location factor is Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin. You should be quoting him." Rashi brings a Mishnah, Meseches Avos. Kolaimer Davar B'Shem Oimrei Mevi Gula La'Olam. If one quotes the source of a halacha, he brings Gula. He brings salvation. We find this by Esther. That it was quoted. The news was said B'Shem Mordechai. So it brought Gula. So why are you hiding the source of this halacha? Amalei Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin tells him, "What do you mean? I am the author. Anoniu, I am Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin. It's my halacha. That's why I didn't mention any source." So apparently they knew names and they knew halachas connected to those names, but they didn't have pictures in those days. Rav Ashi knew this was Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin's halacha. He didn't know what he looked like. "I'm the author," says Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin. Amalei Rav Ashi responds to him, "So what are you doing here? I happen to know all about you. You're a Talmud of Rabbi Yosi de Ben Yukras. V'lav kamed Rabbi Yosi de Ben Yukras hava shchiach mar? Weren't you a Talmud of Rabbi Yosi Bar Yukras? Why are you here?" Amalei him, yeah, he says, "Exactly, yeah. I used to learn by him." Amalei Rav Ashi asks him, "My time was shavki mar. Why did you leave Rabbi Yosi Ben Yukras? Va'asach, and come here." Amalei, he tells him, "I couldn't stay there any longer." Why? Gavra, a person, dal brei val barte, who on his own son and daughter, loichas, does not show adequate compassion, alai didi hechichayis. How can I expect him to have rachmona sami? I just couldn't, I didn't see him being a suitable Rebbe for myself, so I left him and I came to you. What's the background of the story? Brei Mai. What was the incident involving Rabbi Yosi de Menuchras' son? Yom Echad, one day, Havu Agiri Le Agiri Bedabra. Rabbi Yosi de Menuchras had some laborers, some workers, who were working for him in the Dabra in the field. Nogaluhu. Now the deal was that the employer would deliver lunch. Nogaluhu. He got delayed in arriving to them out in the field. He didn't bring them their bread. So the workers turned to Rabbi Yosi's son. He was the foreman. Kafinan were hungry. They happened to be sitting beneath a fig tree, which had unripe fruit. Omar. So the son of Rabbi Yosi turns to the fig tree. Te'ena, te'ena, fig tree, fig tree. Hoitzi piri sayach. Produce forth your fruit. So that my father's workers can have their lunch. Apik. The tree produced its fruit. 1, 2, 3. And they had a meal. As this was going on, by the time they were done, their father showed up. Rabbi Yosi de Menuchras was here. Amar lahu, he turns to the workers, don't have a kepeda in your mind, don't suspect in your mind the high denaghana. Don't think that I delayed purposely. There was a reason, the high denaghana, the reason why I delayed a mitzvah, tarachna. I was busy with a mitzvah. I was preoccupied with something else that which didn't allow me to come until now. Va'ad hasht, until this moment, who the sagaya, I was busy with that mitzvah. Sorry for showing up so late with your lunch. Armalei, they turned to him, no need for lunch. Rachmana, Hashem, lizbach, should satiate you, ki hechi, just as the asbon baruch, your son, satiated us. He gave us a gourmet meal. Thank you. Armalehu, Rabbi Yosi de Menuchras asks the workers, Mehicha, where did he get the food from? They told him, Hachi Vachi Avamasa. This is how the story happened. He turned to the tree, which produced his fruit. Amr Loi. So he turned to his son. He was upset. He was disappointed. Bini, my son, Ata Hitrachta is Koinach. You burdened Hashem unnecessarily. Lohitzi Te'ena Peresea Shlebezmana. That the fruit tree should give off its figs. Prematurely? And I meant to do that to Hashem, to force him, so to speak, to do something unnatural. Yosef Shlebizmani should die prematurely. So this was a show of strictness against his own son. Bartimai was a story involving his daughter. Havili Barta Balasyefi. He had a daughter who was very pretty. Yoy Machad, one day Chazil Ugavri sees his fellow, the Havikarya Bahutsa, who was drilling through the fence over there. He was breaking through the picket fence, v'kachazila, in order to gaze at his daughter. Amalei, he turns to this fellow, my hi, what's going on? Why are you breaking the fence? Amalei, this fellow says, look, Rabbi, im leloikha lezachisi, if I wasn't zoicha to marry her, l'ru'esa le'eska, shouldn't I at least be allowed to see her? Amalei, Rabbi turns to his daughter, look what's happening because you beat my daughter. You're bringing tsar to people. Shuvi l'afrach, go back to your dust. In order not to make people stumble because of you. And the Bach adds two words. V'chein hava. That's what happened. She went back to the afra. She died. Says the Marsha, this was inappropriate. Of course, we're not measuring up chas v'shalom to these great chachamim. But as far as we have to learn, apparently the Gemara wants us to learn a lesson from this. Says the Marsha, this was an inappropriate verdict. She should die. Is it her fault? Hashem arranges his world the way he sees fit with all kinds of situations, challenges, and circumstances. He says, look, Avram and Sarah. Says the Marsha, Avram noticed that Sarah was a Isha Sifas Tarin. He didn't say, Shubila Africh. That's the way the world runs. All kinds of difficulties in the Sionis, and he shouldn't have related to it in this way, in this strict manner. So that was his complaint to Reisi Bar Abin. I can't, this is not the environment I want to learn Torah in. perhaps if you can capsulize it, Rabbi Yisrael ben Yukras took his personal standards as high as they were. But you have to remember, your children are just children there, just growing up and developing, and he sort of imposed his standards on his children, and the Gemara sort of negates that. Continues the Gemara. Havilei ha'uchamra. Rabbi Yisrael ben such a big tzaddik, he had a donkey. Listen to this. Kedavuk agrila. So it would be hired out. Right? It was a daily rental. When people will hire the donkey, called Yaymil Urta every evening, at the end of that day's rental, have a Mishadrila Agra, the renter would put the rental fee, Agaba, on the donkey, and he would have an internal GPS, Va'ashil Bemara, and he would make his way back to its owner with the money. V'yitafala, but he would only take exact change. V'yitafala, so they would add a bit, a butchel, or deduct a bit from the day's fee. Layasya, he wouldn't go back home. He would stick around till you worked out your exact change. V'machad, in fact, one day, in Shuzuga, they forgot a pair of the sandal of sandals. Allah on the donkey in some one of the compartments, they left a pair of sandals. They put the rental fee and they sent it home. V'layasla, it wouldn't budge. What's going on? So they conducted an inspection at the Shaklun, and they found the sandals at the Shaklun, until they took the sandals off. So this is an Erlich donkey. He wouldn't leave with something that didn't belong to him or his master. Masha says, it's interesting that you never find the Gemara praise Rabbi Yitzi, the Minyukras' donkey, like the Gemara praises the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yor. You may remember the Gemara says that he had a special donkey who's offered non-kosher food and would resist, refused to eat. And the Gemara praises that donkey, like a donkey of a tzaddik, had such high madrigas. So Marsha says, yeah, that's a real chiddush, because over there, it was animal feed being fed to the donkey. He refused to eat something which was not kosher, which was not on his standards. And that's a real chiddush, that a donkey should be makpid on kashrus. Here, it was different. The donkey was makpid that his owner shouldn't get extra money, etc. Get something that doesn't belong to him. So here the donkey was sort of protecting his master. So although it's a pretty unique donkey, and it's of course only because it's a donkey of a tzaddik that it had that sensitivity, but it still doesn't measure up to that donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Okay, so we have the story of the donkey here. It wouldn't go Adar Shakluna Minah V'Hadar Azla, and then he went back home. Elazar ish Birta, another story involving Elazar from the town of Birta. Kadavu Chazile, Gaboyit Tztaka. Whenever Tztaka collectors would notice him, Havutashimine, they would hide from him. Why? The Choma, the Havagabay, because any money that he had by him, Yoilu, he would just give away to the Gaboyit Tztaka. Such a generous man, they were afraid of getting near him. When they saw him, they went the other way. Yoimachad, one day, Havasolok Lashukah. Elazar was going out to the shuk, to the marketplace, Lemizba Neduni Lebratit, to purchase wedding needs, wedding supplies for his daughter. Chazu gabit Tztaka. Tztaka collectors notice him. Tashimune. They go the other way. Ozl Varod Basrai. He runs after them. Omulhun, he stops them. He tells them, Ish batichu. I impose a shvua on you. You have to tell me, Mayaskisu, what Tztaka, what collection are you involved in? Omulhun, they tell him, Biyasam Bisayim. We're trying to marry off a Yasam with a Yisayim. Omulhun, he tells them, Ha'avoida. This is the Lashon of Shavuah, swearing in the name of Hashem's service. Shehein koid min labiti. The Yasim Yisayma, they take priority over my own daughter. It's more important. Shokol kol davabad. They took all his money. V'yavlu, and he gave it to them. Pash lechadzuzah, he was left with one coin only. Zavon lechiti, went to the market. He purchased a small measure of wheat, at least that much. V'asik, came back home. Shadei ba'achlava. He tossed a little measure of wheat into the achlava. The storeroom. Also, his wife came along, Amrla Lebarte, and she turns to her daughter, the Kala, "My Aisyavuch, tell me, what great shakes did your father bring home from the marketplace?" Amrla, the daughter tells her mother. It sounds like she knew what happened, and she was just sort of playing dumb, being vague. She says, look, kol mada aisi, whatever you purchased, whatever you brought, ba'achlava shadisa, he tossed into the storeroom. Go check it out. So the wife went to open the door of the storeroom, and she couldn't get it open. It was stuck. There was so much wheat. Chazas, she noticed, aklava, the storeroom, the malachiti is filled and overfilled with wheat. The konavka, in fact, it's flowing over, but sinur the dash into the well, the hinge well of the door. Miftach bavan, the door wouldn't open, mechiti, because of the wheat that was stuck all over. Wow. Az labarte. So now the daughter was impressed by this nes. Daughter went lebe midrasha to the Beis Medrash to tell her father the good news. Amalei, she tells her father, look, boy Ray, come take a look. Ma'as l'chai hafcha. Look what Hashem, who loves you, did for you. Amalei, he tells her, leave it alone. It's something that was created through a nes. We don't want to have a part in it. Ha'avoid, again, l'shan shvu, I'm swearing, harein hegdash alayich. It is considered hegdash for you. You can't enjoy it. It's not yours. You can only partake in it like any other ani, meaning I'm not putting it totally off limits, but it belongs to Hashem, to Klal Yisrael. Aniim can take it, it's not mine. Well, if we're desperate for the wedding, we can take from it as well for our basic needs, but don't consider it ours. Rashi says, Asur la'odam la'honois mimas anisim. Person not allowed to benefit from something created in a miraculous manner. How do we know that? Brings the Gemara back on Afchav, that if a person benefits from an ace, menakim loy mezuchiyosav, they will deduct from his eternal schusim lasadlove, keep away as far as possible from something created in a miraculous way. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, gozer tanis, was a rain shortage, he made a fast, boy rachmi, davened, v'loy osa mitra, no rain in sight. Omar, he said, in exasperation, kama ika, look how great the gap is, the distance. Mishmuel HaRamas, from the great Tzaddik Shmuel, from the town of from Ramah, who davened, and he brought rain in the middle of summer. Look what a difference between him, Yehuda ben Gamliel, between him and myself, Yehuda the son of Gamliel, who davens and davens to no avail. Oyloi l'dor shekei niska, woe to the generation that's stuck with me as a leader. Oyloi lemisha also biyom avkach. Woe to this person himself, who has experienced this failure throughout his lifetime. Cholosh date, he felt terrible. Va'osa mitra, now it's not raining. Rebbeinu Machaya says, at times we need that extra push. Chalishus hadas, the tsar of its tzaddik, which evokes rachmonus by Hashem. He says, tsar chalishus hadas brings submission, hachno. A true feeling of teshuva. Not only that, Hashem sees the tzar of the tzaddik. He fills with compassion. That in itself can be the schus to bring about rain. The venesia, the household of the nasi, the leaders of Israel, goes to Tanisa, they establish a fasting. But they didn't get a chance to inform Yechon and Mishlokish ahead of time. You see, typically, you're meant to be mekabel tanis. We had this back on the Yud Beis. You're meant to accept upon yourself the tanis ahead of time. Well, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish were not informed in advance. Let's suffer. Only the morning of the fast day, oidinu, were they informed. Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechon. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon, is this really a fast day for us? Of course, you have to fast with the tzibur. You're not meant to be meshana from the tzibur, but halachically, is this a fast day? Do we daven aneinu? Haloi kabilna alon miurta. We haven't accepted, we haven't committed to fasting the previous evening, which you meant to do, typically. Amar leiser, Shlokesh, Riechon responds, it's not concerned this time. Anan, we basrayu garirinan. We are drawn after the Resh Galusa, the Nasi, who are the leaders, and the tzibur is committed to the tanis established by the leaders. Rashi adds, "Ukemisha kibalnu aleinu." It's as though, halachically, it's considered as though we were makabel upon ourselves. We connect, we are committed to the commitment of the nasi. The bein nasiya gozer tanisa leosem mitra. Once again, based on nasi, established a fast day. There's no rain in sight. Tanelhu oishia zira. So Oisha, the small one, Zero, the Min Chavrai, the youngest amongst the Bnei Yeshiva, turned to the Beis HaNasi and gave them a little mussar. You know why it's not raining? I'll tell you why. The Pasuk speaks about when Yisrael will nichshal inadvertently with Avodah Zarah. How does the Pasuk describe him? If the shkaga was committed by the Einei Ha'edah, Rashi says, Einei Ha'edah, the Zekenim, the Me'irei Ha'am, Me'irei Einei Ha'am, the leaders who enlighten the eyes of the Tzibur, they are the Einei Ha'edah, they're the leaders. They guide, they show the way. Now why do we attribute the Chet of the Tzibur to the leaders? Why are they to blame? You know why? Mashal, it's like a mashal. L'kala she b'vesavir, a kala, who's still at home, and they want to find out what she's all about, whether she's healthy or not. Calls Mashenel Yafois. So when they take a look at the eyes and they're robust and healthy, that's a good sign, because eyes are a true reflection. The condition of the eyes are a true reflection of a person's overall health. So when they naim a Yafois, and called Shkufa Tzrichabdika, don't have to check the entire guf. You know everything's okay. But if her eyes are weak and unhealthy, that raises a red flag. Kol gufa tzricha b'dika. B'dika is required for the rest of the guf. Here as well, says Oisha Zeira. Look, with leaders like you, it's no wonder why the tzibur is suffering. The leaders reflect the condition of the tzibur, just like you're no good, the tzibur is no good, and that's why we're going through this hardship. Also, Avdi, servants of the Nasi came along, they were kind of upset at his criticism, and they tossed on him sudara, some sort of scarf, material, but tzavri around his neck. They come with tzavri, they're pulling him to and fro, they were harassing him. Amr Luhub named Masi. So the people who lived, the townspeople of Oishad Zeira, turn to the Avadim, leave him alone. Shavke, leave him alone. The Hanami Mitzarlan, the truth is that he does the same thing with us. He criticizes us back at home. But Kivan the Chazin, once we saw the Chol Mili, all his words, everything that he says is L'shum Shamayim, for Hashem's sake. There's no ounce of personal interest, no self-promotion, it's all for Hashem's sake. We no longer bother him. We don't say anything. V'shafkin, we leave him alone. Atu nami, you too, shafku, leave him alone. He means Hashem. Rabbi goes a tanis. Rabbi made a tanis. Well, as a mitra, there's no rain. Nachas kami ilf. Ilfa was a shliach tzibur in front of Rabbi. V'amri lo, some say it was Rabbi Ilfi. And guess what? Amar, as soon as he said, mashiv roch, no shiv zika. It's wind's blowing. V'nasha or v'nashiv. V'nashiv zika. Murda Geshem, he says, Murda Geshem, Vasa Mitra, it starts raining. So Rabbi was impressed. Amalei turns to the Shliach Tzibur, my Uvdech, tell me what you're involved in. And what's chus? Is your tefillah so successful? Amalei tells him, look, Dayarna, I live Bekusta, in a town, Dechika, a very poor town. Teles Bechamra, the Kedusha of Abdallah. They have no wine for Kedusha of Abdallah. Tarachna, I trouble myself. Vasino Chamra, I procure wine, the Kedusha of Abdallah, for Kedusha of Abdallah, Uma Pikna Luhu, Yedecha Visayu, and I say Kedusha and Abdallah for everybody. I might see them. Yedecha Vasim. So apparently, and that's Chus of Mesiris Nefesh for this mitzvah, his tefillah was successful. Rav Ikla Lahu Astra. Rav visited this town. They had a rain shortage. Gaza Tanisa, he made a fast day. V'le'osar mitra, and there was no rain. Noch is kamei shlichu tzibur. Suddenly shlich tzibur gets up. Omar, he says, mashiv ruach. V'nashav zika. Starts blowing. Omar, mashiv l'geshem. V'osar mitra, it starts raining. Omar, lay. So Rav turns to the shlich tzibur. Tell me your secret. My uvdech, what are the great things that you do? Amalei tells him, I don't know, I'm just a little rabbi. Mikri, dar dikiana, I teach little children. Umakrina, and I make sure to treat everybody equally, irrelevant of their socioeconomic status. Umakrina levnianie kineatiri, I teach poor children just as I do rich children. Vikodale efshale, and whoever can't pay tuition, vishakilimine, I don't take from him, I teach him for free. Midi. V'isli pira de kavra. I'll teach you some of my teaching methods. I have a pira, a pond, the kavri of fish. full of fish, full of goldfish. V'chol man de pasha. Any kid that's not behaving, meshach dinale minayu. I use those fish to bribe him. Here, take a goldfish and behave. U'masadrinle, I set him up. I inspire him. Look, just like fish need to be in water. They can't survive for a second. That's their lifeline. That's their chiyus. A Jew needs Torah like a fish needs water. I inspire him. I motivate him. U'mafayisinle, I'm a faisim. I talk him into getting back to learning. Ad osi v'kori, until he comes back and he learns. You know, there you go. Raman Pirsha Mishnah says, the Rebbe is meant to bribe his kids, some sweets, some chocolates, some candies, to get them into it. Nothing wrong with that. So this was his tremendous chus, which made his tefillah successful. Rav Nachman, Gozotanis, Rav Nachman made a fast day, by Rach Midavin, Willis Amitra, no rain in sight. Omar, he was upset about himself. He says, Shaklua la Nachman, take Nachman himself, Chavutu, toss him down, min Gudal Ara, from the top of the wall down to the ground. I was trying to remove that barrier, that wall between Yisrael and Hashem. I was unsuccessful. Throw me off the roof. Throw me off the wall. Meaning, I don't deserve to be your leader. Chalish Dati, he felt very bad. V'asamitra, that did the trick. Chalish Sadas, his tzar, the experience, that was Ma'ir Rachman. V'asamitra. Says the Gemara, Rabba, some say Rabba, Goza Tanisa, he made a Tanis. Ba'ir Rachman, v'asamitra, he davened, no rain. Unrelated, told him, what do you mean? Well, Rav Yehuda. Okay, but because of Tanis, when Rav Yehuda would make a fast day, Asher Mitra would rain. Why can't you do the same trick? Amalu, Rabbi responds, my Avid, I have nothing to say. I don't know. I can't figure out why his tefillah was more effective than ours. Imishim Tznuyi, is it because his immersion in Torah was superior to ours? Actually not. Just all the way around. Anan adifinu minayu. Our level of Torah supersedes theirs. The b'shnei der Yehuda. Look, throughout Rabbi Yehuda's lifetime, kol tenuyi, their main focus on learning, but azikin hava, wasn't Satan azikin. Their focus, their focal point, wasn't azikin. They discussed shilas that was brought to them regarding dini mamnas, damages, etc. That was their focus of their learning. Vanan by us, we focus on everything. Kamasnina Meshita Sid, we learn all six dharma of Shas. We learn Daf Yaimi. Bein. Vavamati, Vechiavamati, not only that, Vechiavamati, Rabbi Yehuda Be'uktzim, Rabbi Yehuda would arrive at Mesechus Uktzim, which is the last Mesech in Shas. He found it very difficult to learn. Ha'isha Shekevesha Shearak Rikadera. He came to that halacha of an Isha who was pickling her vegetables in a container. Some say it was another Mishnah they had a hard time with. Zeisim shekvashim etarfein tohirin. Olives which were pickled with their leaves, their tohir, as she explains, the olives are now separate somewhat from the leaves, and therefore the leaves don't have a din of a yad. They're not considered really connected to the fruit. They're not conduits for tumah of the fruit. In any case, difficult halacha is in Maseches Taharos. Omar, he said, oh, this is deep stuff. Havaya de Rabbi Shmuel kachasin hocha. These things are so intricate and complex and complicated. I see the havayas, all the difficulties and the questions of Rabbi Shmuel and these halachas, I can't seem to find clarity. Havaya de Rabbi Shmuel kachasin hocha. So that was Rabbi Yehuda. Vanan, as opposed to us, komasninun beuktsin. Even in Maseches Uktsin, we have Tleisim Asif, the 13 yeshivas involved in Maseches Uktsin. We have perfect clarity in those halachas. Our level of learning surpasses theirs. And still, when it came to rain, look what happened. V'ilu Rav Yehuda, kev shol of chad mesana, when Rav Yehuda removed even one shoe as an expression of tsar. Asi mitra, suddenly it's raining. Vanan bayas, kotzavchina kul yam, we call out all day. Like at the ashbacha, nobody's, like at the ashgachban, nobody's paying attention. It can't be attributed to Torah, our Torah is greater. Imishum Uvda, is it because the Masim Tevim are different today? Meaning, there's something inappropriate happening by us. We're doing things wrong. Be my guest, tell me what we're doing wrong. Is anybody that noticed something inappropriate? Lema, come tell us. So I have no real way of explaining why his tefillah worked and ours didn't. So apparently, it has nothing to do with the leaders. What should the leaders do Shein Doiron. That their generation is not Doi Miyafa, not presenting well by Hashem. The blame lies in the community, not in the leaders. Rav Yehuda noticed, Hanu betrayed these two people. The Havukah Paratzi Berifta. They were tossing in a playful manner, tossing around bread. Omar, he said, well, apparently they don't have the proper regard and value for bread. Shmamina, apparently Ikos Savabam, there's an abundance of bread, is a saiva. He was upset. Yoiv Eina, he applied his eyes in a oinish manner, like an ayin hara, have a kafna. Suddenly, a famine arrived. Omrli Rabbanon Rav Kahana. Rabbanon turned to the Shamas, to the servant of Rav Yehuda, the Rav Kahana Bray, the son of Rav Nechumya Shami, who was the Shamas, the attendant, the helper of Rav Yehuda, who made this oinish. Look, we have to get out of it. Mar, you, the Shechech Kamei, who are found before him, meaning you serve him, you're always with him, try to work it out that he should end up in the marketplace one day and see what's going on. Ni'asi, convince him, get him, somehow orchestrate, arrange the leipuk that he should go out of his house with Pischa through the doorway, the Samach Lashuk, which is near the marketplace. You know, you could tell him what's going on, but seeing is believing, says the Marsha. Let him experience what we're going through. Look at the famine that he brought about through his klala, through his einish. Indeed, Asi, he arranged it, v'nafak l'shuka, he brought him out to the marketplace. And what does he see? Chaza knufya, he sees a gathering of people. Amu, Rav Yehuda turns to them, Mayhai, what's the occasion here? What's the frenzy? Amulay, they tell him, look, akuspa, on a basket, the tamri filled with dates, kaimi, they're all standing around one basket of dates, to come as daven, which is being sold to the highest bidder. There's a food shortage. Omar, says Rav Yehuda, Shmamina, apparently Kafna Baum with hunger. Take care of it. Omar, the Shami, he tells us, Shamas, Shalef Mesani, remove my shoes. Let me daven to Hashem to remove the hunger. Shalef Lechad Mesani, he removed one shoe. Vasamitu, suddenly it's raining. Kima, tell him, Mishlev Achrin, when he was about to take up the second shoe. Us, Elio, quickly, Elio, express, showed up. Vamal, he tells him, I have a message from Hashem. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ishaf Azachrina. Don't either take off your second shoe, because if you do so, Machrib Nalam, I'm going to destroy the world. It's going to be flooded. Stop right there. Okay. So the hunger went away. Brach arrived. Omar, Rav Mari, Brach, the Bashmo. Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, the Gemara says elsewhere. Rashi explains because his father was really a guy. So that's why we relate him back to his mother. Rav Mari Bra, the son of Bas Shmuel. So he says like this, Ano hava ke'imna aguda nahar pros. I was standing aguda on the riverbank of Nahar, the river Papa. The name of the river was Papa. So I was standing there, and look what I noticed. This is on the day that Rav Yehuda reverted the situation, canceled the famine, and brought about rain. What did I see? That Hashem answered his tefillah pretty quick. Chazoy, I noticed, la malachi. Malachim from Hashem, the Damu, who were disguised, Lamachi, looked like Malchi, like ship captains, the Kamaisi Chala. They were digging up sand, Umalunu La'arbi, and filling up these ships with sand, Vahavo Kamcha Desmida, which immediately turned into high quality flour to supply the city with what they need. So I noticed how it came. It was a masanes. And then also kuliyam, everybody came along, the mizman, to buy the flour. Amarlu, I told him, no, don't buy this. Amarlu, he tells them, mahalo tizmanu, don't buy this flour. The masanisma was created by an ass. Keep away. Lamachar. So they waited patiently. Marshal says, it's still pas besale, meaning there's a feeling of relief when you know that you could always bank on this. So it was something. But they waited patiently. They didn't actually use the supply. Lamacha, the next day, Asi and Arbi, suddenly ships showed up, filled with natural supply. Arbi de Chiti, ships with wheat. De Parzina, from the place Parzina. This was naturally grown wheat, which was suitable for their needs. Rava Ikla Lagrunya. Rava comes to visit the town of Agrunya. Gaza Tanisa, he sees there's no rain, he makes a fast. Vilaisa Mitra, no rain in sight. Omer Lui tells everybody, keep on fasting. Bisu, go to sleep. Kuli Alma, everybody betani saichu in a tanis state. Don't break your fast tonight. Sleep through the night fasting. Lamacha, the next morning, Amru, he announces, Mika de chaza chilma? If there's anybody that experienced a dream, lema, tell us about it. Amaluhu, Rabbi Lezman Grunya. So Rabbi Lezer turns to them, I had a dream as follows. Lididi akruyun bechalmi. I saw the following in my dream. They told me a message. Shalim tov, good peace. L'rav tov, to the good Rav. Meribon tov, from the good master Hashem. Greetings from Hashem. Demituvi, who from his goodness, Meitiv l'amei, provides goodness to his nation. That was a message. Rabbi hears this. Amar Shmamina, apparently Eis Ratzni. It's a time of favor. Mi Bay Rachmi. Let's quickly daven again. Bay Rachmi, the daven, Basamitra, and his daughter reading. Hahu Gavra. There was a story with this fellow, the Chayiv Nagda. He was given a punishment of Malkus. Bebeidina, the Rav, and the Bezna, Rav, Mishum, the Baal Kusis. He had relations with a guy. Nagda, Rav gave Malkus, Umis, and he died. Ishtama Milt, Beishvar Malkus. The news arrived to Shvoir Malk, that was the name of the king, and Babel then. Baal Tzuri L'Rav, he wanted to harass, to punish Rav, for overbeating this fellow, causing his death. Amralei Ifra Hurmiz was Shvoir Malka's mother, who liked the Jews, who had an affinity for Rav. So Ifra tells her son Shvoir, if Imed Shvoir Malka, she was the mother of Shvoir Malka, Libra, she tells her son, don't start with the Jews. Don't have any interaction about how do you deal with the Jews. Don't start with them. The Cholma, the Bayan, Mimarayu, anything they ask of Hashem, Yavlu, he gives them. These people are untouchable. Amar Laos, he asks his mother, Mayhi, what are you referring to? Boin Rachmi, she says, look, when they daven, Vasa Mitra, it rains. They have special connections up there. Amar Laos, the son says, what do you mean? Hahu, you know why that happens? Mishum de Zimna de Mitru, because it's time for rain. Zimna de Mitru. Nothing to do with them. Happens to be time for rain. Ella, oh, this is going to be the test. Ella lebo rachmi ha'idna. Let me see them davening now, betkufas temis, in the heat of summer. Velai simitra, and bring rain. That's going to be the trick. Shochli l'Rava. So she sent a message to Rava. She was on his team. She sent a quiet message. Go ahead, Rava. Kaven daitach, uboi rachmi. Be machaven yourself. Concentrate and daven. Delay simitra, that is your rain. Boi rachmi, he daven velai simitra. No rain. Amal Afanav, he turns to Hashem. Ribbon Shalom. Elikim, Bazneinu Shaman. Look, we heard about what happened in the past. In the previous generations, they had big tzaddikim. Shmuel HaRamasi. He brought rain in the middle of the summer. Bazneinu Shaman, you heard about that. Aveseinu Sipulanu. Our parents told us. Poyel Pa'altabi Mekedim. Look what you did in those earlier years. They were Zaycha. To your response, va'anu, as opposed to us, be'neinu l'ra'inu, we didn't experience it. We don't have that schus. He felt bad. I'm davening, no results. Asa mitra, as soon as he said that, it started raining. To such extent, the place was flooded. Adar shafach marzei, marzeiv madi, eve troughs, they were flowing with water. Adar shafach marzei, the tzipari ledigla'sti, marzeiv madi, the town tzipari, poured and poured into the river Diglas Chidekel. So the Farshim say, sure, he had to bring some rain to prove himself to Shvar Malka, to save himself, but this abundance, this extra rain, to daven in this way that we want to see the same as we saw in the early generations, that was taking it a bit too far, and in fact, this placed him in danger. Also of war, Rav's father came to him in a dream. It's Chazli Bechilma. He comes to him in a dream. But Amalei tells him, why did you do that? Mi'ika de mitrach kapish shmaya kuli hai? Is one meant to be matriach Hashem to this extent? And the mazikim are after you now. They will give him permission to harm you. Amalei tells him, shani dutach. Switch locations, meaning sleep in a different bed tonight. Shani dutach, he did that. Lamachat next morning. So the mazikim show up in the middle of the night and Rava wasn't there. They vented their frustration at his bed. The Marsha says that Mazikim are given the rishus to be mazik, a person, at a very specific location. They don't have unlimited access. They're given a special order. You can do this and this in this place. So when he switched locations, they couldn't find him. Ashkechei came back to his bed. L'macha, the next morning, Ashkechei came back to his bed and he found the Mirsham. It's picked up. It's marked. The Mirsham Purya Besakini, his bed is all marked up with knife marks. So he was saved at the last minute through his father. Rav Papa Gazatanis, Rav Papa made a fast. They lost a mitzvah. There's no rain. Charosh Libe. Not only did he feel emotionally depleted, he was physically depleted. He felt weak from the fast. Sort of pincha the dice. He took a quick swallow of pincha, a spoonful of dice of cereal to enable him to daven further. Uboy Rachman he davened. We lost a mitzvah. There's no rain. Amli Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman turned to him. Rav Nachman was the son of Bar. His mother's name was Ush Pasti. Okay? For some reason, the Gemara relates Rav Nachman to his mother here. Perhaps because, just thinking maybe, you know, by Misha Beirach, for Chayla, we use the mother's name. For the Aliyah, we use the father. But when we speak about Tefillah, we always mention the mother. And the first thing we say, because the father is only a Rav. Gemara says, presumably, this father is really his. It's only a Rav, but it's enough for us to bank on, or we give a person Aliyah, etc. That's his official name, but there's always a chance that Chas v'Shalom is not his father. Therefore, in order to not take any chances when it comes to a Chayla, etc., which really needs a Yeshua, 100%, we don't take chances, and we mention the mother's name. So perhaps here, when it was his man of Tzara, his man of Tanis, so it was more appropriate to speak about the mother's name. In any case, Rav Nachman Bar Ush Pasti turns to Rav Papa. And he gave him a little tease. He wanted to make him feel bad so that the Tsar perhaps can bring about a schus in Shemayim. And he tells him, look, you know why it didn't work? Yisarif Mar Pincha Achriti. If you would have swallowed another spoonful, the dice of cereal, Asimetra would have rained. So he was giving him a little tease. Why'd you eat before davening? Ichsif. Rav Papa was embarrassed. V'cholosh da'ate, now he really felt bad. Oh, that did the trick. V'asa mitra, it's not raining. Rav Chanin ben Doisa, havaka ozal borcha, he was traveling along. V'asa mitra, it's not raining. Some have a gersa that he was actually carrying a load of salt. And that couldn't get wet. Some say it was a hashab asaveide, he found it on the street, and he was carrying it along, and he could not get wet. Amud Lafanav, he turns to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shloilam. Kol Olam Kulo B'Tzabarachas. Everybody's ecstatic, happy. All the farmers are in glee. V'Chanina B'Tzar. Chanina is in pain. He's in distress. Getting wet. I understand everybody needs rain. But delay it a bit until I get home. Pasak Mitra, it stops raining. Kibat L'Basim, when he gets home. Amud Lafanav, once again, he turns to Hashem. Reactivate the rain. Everybody's in pain and distress. There's no rain because of me. Now I'm happy. That's not fair to everybody. It's not a rain. I'm Rav Yosef. Look at the power of this tzaddik's tefillah. Mayahani leit sloise the kohen gadol. Legabe Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Look how little impact the sloise, the tefillah of the kohen gadol had in comparison to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's tefillah. Who surpassed it? Who nullified it? See, the kohen gadol used to daven on Yom Kippur. Don't listen to the wayfarers. Pay attention to the needs of the klal. Don't pay attention to the individuals on the road who don't want rain. And here comes Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa with one short tefillah, undoes that. This nan how you must follow tefillah k'tzora b'bayis achitza. And the kohen gadol left the kodesh hakodashim. He would utter a short tefillah by Sachitzen in the Hechel. My matzli, what did he say? Rabin bar Ado, v'Rava bar Ado, the Amrit Havai, they both said over Mishmei in the name of Rav Yehuda. He would daven for Parnasa, on Yom Kippur, for Parnasa of Chal Yisrael. That was on his mind. He wrote some of Fanecha Hashem Elokim. Shetei Hashan Azu, the following year should be Gershuma Ashchuna, a rainy and hot year. One second, Gershchuna, hot year, Mal Yossi. Is that a positive thing? Adarav, just the opposite. Griyusi, it's something negative. Why is he downing for it? Allah, rather, he meant like this. Im Shchuna, if it's meant to be a hot year, then at least, Tehei Gershchuma Tlua. It should be a rainy and dewy year, full of water to counteract the heat. Then he proceeded, Va'al yikones lafanecha tfilas evrit racham. It should rain and rain, and the travelers should not have no effect. That tefillah should have no impact on the rain. Rav Acha b'Rei Rava Mesayim. He would conclude the tefillah. He would add, Mishmed Rav Yehuda. Kagadol would say, Lo yadi. It shouldn't move away. It shouldn't budge. Oved Shultan, the ones who make shlita, I mean the leaders, with the base Yehuda from the house of Yehuda, meaning all leaders throughout Klal Yisrael, whether the kings or even in Bavli, you know, the Reish Kalusa, the community leaders were always, for the most part, from Shevet Yehuda. That was his tefillah. That's what it's meant to be. Shevet Yehuda is meant to be the leaders. Value Amcha Yisrael Tzrichon Les Parnasem Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should not need each other for Parnasem. V'leila Macher, nor should they be dependent on another nation. Klal Yisrael should be self-sufficient. So we see Rechonim Adesa was able to override the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. Amar Vida Marav. Look how great tzaddik he was. B'chol yom b'yom, every day, throughout Rav Chanina's lifetime, bas kol yoytis v'ymeres. A heavenly voice would call out and say, kol ha'ilom kulo nizoy b'shvil Chanina b'ni. The whole world is being sustained by Chanina. His chos supplies everybody with what they need. Because he's such a tzaddik. He doesn't partake in the world. He lives a higher existence. V'chanina b'di, my son Chanina, die for him, it's enough. Bekav charum, a small measure of carob per week. Me'erev Shabbos, le'erev Shabbos. So he would only eat a small measure of carob throughout the whole week. He was such a tzaddik. He was living a higher existence. That's exactly why he had such a great tzchus. And because of that tzchus, he was able to supply everybody else with their physical needs. The Mefarshim say, the word bishvil is a pathway, a pipeline, a channel. Kol ha'olam kulo nizoin. Where does everybody get their mezoinus? Their bracha, their parnasa? Bishvil, chanina b'ni. Through the pathway of chanina. He brings it down through his channel, through his tzchus. Then it gets distributed to everybody else. Okay, let's do a quick chazar of today's daf. We have a story with Rabbi Yosi bar Avi, who was formerly a Talmud of Rabbi Yosi ben Yukras. He left him because he didn't like the fact that he was a bit strict with his son and his daughter. The story with his son was that they were out of food in the field. The son called out to the tree, produced his fruit prematurely. We had the story with the daughter. He saw that his daughter was presenting a pitfall, a michshol, and he ordered her back, la'afra. Concluded with the third story of a special chamar, who only took exact change. Elod Ishbar Toysa went to buy a nidunya for his daughter, gave away his money, came back with just a little wheat, which filled into the whole storeroom. He didn't want to take it, masanis. Oisha, who was the youngest in the yeshiva, Zirud ben Chavraya, criticized the Beis Hanasi, the leaders, you are the Enia Eda. And your dismal state is true reflection of what's going on in the community. Don't bother him, they said. He's doing this to Shem Shammai. There were individuals who had special schusim. He's Meisa Nefesh for Kiddush HaHavdalah. He was totally devoted to Chinuch of Tinekesh of Eish Rabban. In fact, their tefillah carried weight and brought about rain. Rav Yehuda saw people being disrespectful to bread. He brought about a hunger. He went about to the marketplace. He sees what's going on. He switched it back to a seiva. They noticed the malachim delivering flour. They kept away because it's Masa Nisa. This fellow died because of Rav's Malkus. Shua Malka wanted to start with him. His mother says, keep away. Look, these fellows have a special status in Shemayim. In fact, Rav was Matzliach to bring about rain when he asked Hashem. But it seems like he went a bit too far, and the Mazikim were after him, and he was saved from them due to his father's secret advice. He concluded, with Rabbi Chanina Medoisa, his tefillah, and his tremendous chosim. Surah Tevet to you, and Kol Tov.